Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to part 55 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. In this section, the Chafetz Chaim considers cases where you can't simply walk away from the people who are speaking Lashon Hara, and you're in a situation where there is normally a prohibition to listen to Lashon Hara, but in this case, you don't feel that you can help yourself. You don't feel that you can get away from the situation. And it's estimated that you're going to end up hearing the Lashon Hara. So, the Chafetz Chaim explains that we're dealing with a case that Mishaer, you're estimating, Shedivrei Tochachto Lo Yo'ilu, that rebuke won't work, and you can't change the subject or tell them that you don't like to speak or hear bad about other people, because if those were options, you're supposed to do that first. Likewise, if it's possible to walk away, you would be obligated to do that. We're assuming that's not available. You're in a car going together, and you can't get out of it. La'niach etzbo ba'oznav. You should put your fingers in your ears so that you don't hear what they're saying. Again, if that was available to you, you should do it. It's mentioned as an example in the Talmud as a person making a statement, I don't want to hear what you're saying. Aval im e'efsha lo lihishamet. But if all of these are really not options for you, including sticking your hand in your ear, gam kein kashalo, the Chafetz Chaim recognizes that might be too hard for you to do emotionally, mipnei sheyelagu alav, because they're going to make fun of you, and you just can't do anything. You're not the one speaking, but you are listening, and you have no choice. So the Chafetz Chaim tells us, Lizarez es atzmo, you have to strengthen yourself and resolve on three levels so that this Lashon Hara that you're hearing should not impact you and you should not be included in the Avera, in the wrongdoing. Number one, Yachlit benafsho, you should resolve that you're not going to believe what's being said, and we discussed this many times, either simply not believing or dan lekaf schus, recognize that there may have been mitigating circumstances, but you're not going to believe it as it's being said. Number two, lo yihya nichole, you should not want it. You should not have any joy by the fact that we're putting someone down. And also, very important, Shalola haros lefnei hamesaprim shum tenua. You should not show to those who are speaking and are participating any movement at all that would indicate that you agree to what they're doing. Yeshev ke'even dumam. You should sit like a stone, inanimate, because there's a big problem here. The nature of a human being is that if you look up and the person's smiling and excited about his story and his Lashon Hara, the very nature of people is to reciprocate and to smile back. And at that point, you would be endorsing the Lashon Hara and this activity, and you're not allowed to do that. On a practical level, how could one fulfill this requirement that the Chafetz Chaim is describing? In our time, I believe the recommendation would be that a person could have an MP3 player hooked up to earbuds and put the earbuds in your ears and just, so to speak, disappear from the conversation. And that would seem to be a very normal thing according to our societal norms. Likewise, if you don't have earbuds, a person could take a book and bury themselves nose in the book. And that would fulfill this concept of even dumum, to be like a stone, an inanimate object, making sure that you don't endorse what's going on. Again, the Chafetz Chaim's preface here was, this is all if you don't feel that you could influence them, and you don't feel that you could leave, etc. Likewise, the Chafetz Chaim concludes this section by pointing out that if when you joined them, you knew they were already speaking Lashon Hara, or if you could disengage, or if when you came, they weren't speaking Lashon Hara yet, but you know good and well what type of people we're dealing with, not looking to speak Lashon Hara about them, but we know it's challenging, and they often speak Lashon Hara, Poshea Mikri, you're not allowed to put yourself in that situation. He quotes a statement from Rabbi Eliezer, who told his son, Kala obdim sham, anybody who's there, nichtavim b'shem chaburas resha, is recorded in heaven as a part of that evil gathering that they denigrated people. And therefore, a person should certainly make their effort not to be there. But if they are there, we have certain solutions and recommended course of action. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.